Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey friends, welcome back to Chapter 2, Reclaim, Rebuild, Rewrite. Today we're talking about burnout. Not the kind you see in headlines or memes, but the quieter kind. The one that shows up in professional women who keep doing everything right, yet feel completely disconnected from themselves. You might look successful on paper and you're dependable. You hold it all together. You check every box. Yet inside, something still feels hollow. You're exhausted in a way that no amount of sleep can fix. If that sounds familiar, this episode is definitely for you. So take a deep breath with me and let's begin. So what is burnout really? Well, burnout is not simply tiredness. It's a state of emotional, physical, and mental depletion caused by prolonged stress, over-responsibility, and lack of replenishment. The World Health Organization defines burnout as a syndrome resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. It includes feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, and reduced professional efficacy. But here's the truth. For women, burnout rarely stays just at work. It spills into every corner of life, our homes, our relationships, even our sense of identity. Let's look at what the research is telling us. According to a 2024 Gallup report, women globally are 81% more likely to experience burnout when they face daily conflicts between work and family responsibilities. A Boston Consulting Group survey found that nearly half of workers worldwide say they're currently struggling with burnout, and women report higher rates than men. The Harvard Business Review highlighted that women are more likely to take on invisible labor, so mentoring, emotional support, diversity work, and household management, tasks that are vital yet rarely acknowledged or rewarded. These numbers tell a clear story. Burnout in women isn't about weakness or poor boundaries. It's a systemic pattern rooted in overfunctioning, overgiving, and under-resting. But the thing is that burnout doesn't always look dramatic. Burnout can be subtle, even invisible. It can sound like, I'm just tired. I'll feel better after this week. Or once this project wraps up, then I'll rest. It can feel like waking up tired, losing interest in things that used to bring you joy, feeling detached from work, relationships, or even yourself, and a sense that life is on autopilot. Maybe you've noticed yourself withdrawing from friends, forgetting things, or just struggling to focus. Maybe you find yourself sighing often, not out of sadness, but from the heaviness of being on all the time. Take a minute here and just reflect on this question. What have you been telling yourself is just a busy season, even though it's been going on for months? Maybe even years. Let's explore some of the deeper reasons burnout affects women differently. From early on, women learn to be capable, composed, and accommodating. The result? Many of us internalize the belief that worth equals productivity and that being needed means being valuable. Often, we as women pull a double shift. Even when both partners work full-time, women still do most of the domestic and emotional labor. That means the workday doesn't end at 5 p.m. We just change jobs. Research shows women often carry the unspoken emotional tasks of the workplace. Mentoring colleagues, planning events, smoothing tensions. It's draining, yet rarely recognized. Another issue is systemic inequities, pay gaps, lack of flexibility, and cultural expectations that women just balance it all. These create chronic stress that's hard to escape. And finally, women are often deeply empathic. While that's a great strength, constant emotional attunement to others can erode internal energy if it's not replenished. Take a minute here and think of these. Which of these patterns feels most true for you right now? And if it's all of them, you're in good company. What are some signs you're in burnout or at least on the edge? Well, you might be experiencing burnout if you notice chronic fatigue that doesn't go away no matter how much you rest, irritability or emotional numbness, frequent illness or even headaches, trouble sleeping or waking up feeling unrested, loss of motivation or just general meaning to your day, and feeling like nothing you do makes a difference. If several of those resonate, it might be time to pause. Not because you've failed, but because your system is waving a white flag. When was the last time you felt truly present? Not multitasking, not planning ahead, but actually there, in the moment. The really scary thing is that if left untreated, burnout can lead to depression, anxiety, and even physical illness. In one study published by the National Academy of Medicine, chronic stress was linked to increased risk of cardiovascular disease, weakened immunity, and sleep disorders. But the emotional cost might be even greater. Burnout disconnects us from our intuition. When we're constantly in survival mode, we stop hearing our own needs, and over time, we stop recognizing ourselves. That's why I say burnout isn't just tired, it's losing yourself. Now, I'm not saying you have to quit your job or make a massive life change to start healing. Sometimes it begins with the simplest acknowledgement. I'm not okay right now, and that's okay to admit. Recognizing burnout is powerful because it brings your awareness back to you. When you can name what's happening, you can start to make choices from compassion instead of guilt. If your body or heart could speak freely right now, what would it say it needs? I know what you're thinking. That's great, Amy, but how do I actually do that? So here are some practical steps to begin reclaiming your energy. Pause and assess. Find a few minutes today to simply check in. Ask yourself, where is my energy going? What truly matters this week? What can wait? Sometimes clarity itself is the medicine. Set one boundary. It doesn't have to be big. Maybe it's saying no to one extra meeting. Maybe it's putting your phone away an hour before bed. Small boundaries teach your nervous system that you are safe to rest. Reconnect with what nourishes you. Rest isn't just sleep. It's whatever makes you feel human again. Reading, music, movement, or quiet. Choose one small act of nourishment today. Not because you've earned it, but because you need it. Reevaluate your shoulds. Write a quick list of all the things you feel you should do this week. Now, circle only what truly matters. Everything else, it can wait, delegate, or just disappear. What might it look like to honor your energy this week instead of depleting it? If you only take away one thing from this episode, let it be this. Burnout doesn't mean you're broken. It means you've been carrying too much for too long without enough support. What if burnout isn't a failure, but feedback? Feedback that your current way of living is no longer sustainable, no longer aligned with what you want. And that something softer, kinder, truer is calling you back home to yourself. And as you move through the rest of your day, I invite you to pause for a few seconds. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, what is one small act of kindness I can offer myself today? Maybe it's stepping outside for a few minutes. Maybe it's canceling that one commitment that drains you. Maybe it's simply whispering, I deserve rest. You can't rebuild until you recognize what needs rebuilding. And recognition is where healing begins. If you'd like some gentle guidance to help you start reconnecting, I created a free mini guide to self-reflection available on my website. It's filled with simple prompts to help you slow down, listen inward, and begin writing your next chapter from a place of awareness, not exhaustion. Thank you for spending this time with me today. You are not alone. You are not behind. And your story, your second chapter, is just waiting for you, rested and ready. So from my heart to yours, you are enough.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.